We need to be in a space where we allow and we treat creatives and trust creatives to basically be able to do the job they want to do. We'd never go to a doctor and tell him, no, we think this is the solution. We'd never go to the person servicing your car and go like, no, this is how I think you should service my car itself. The Lurie's is not an awards organization.
Yeah.
We're a research organization. We're not designed to give people a whole lot of awards to feel better, but we are designed to make sure that you give a true indication in terms of the health of the industry. Last year, we only awarded 2 Grand Prix. That's it, just 2. One in design, one in print. We didn't award film. We didn't award radio in these kind of core categories for South Africa and for Lurie's Africa, Middle East, as in general.
How does marketing continue to shift business, influence culture, and grow brands? To get insights on these and many other questions, we had the privilege of attending the IMC conference, which was themed Marketing is Business. In this IMC conference series, we spoke to creative industry thought leaders where we asked them some of the most pressing business questions. For actionable insights which can shift your brand communication, stay tuned.
On the hot seat now, we've got the CEO of the Lurie's, Pritesh Suraj, to talk about what he spoke about a bit, like a couple of moments ago. Why all the awards? So why all the awards?
Yeah, Pritesh? Well, good afternoon. Great to be chatting with you. I mean, I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea. But there are a lot of awards right now. I mean, I was literally in a meeting yesterday where it just comes up where people are going, hey, there's way too many awards in South Africa right now as well. And I believe there's a place for them, and who knows which one should be there and shouldn't be there. Sure. But the key thing is, all I wanted to do was educate everyone in terms of what are some of the key things they should be looking for.
So if we have so many awards, I think one of the things that came up in a conversation I had with Chris Borain of the IAB was that a lot of awards would mean a lot of money from sponsors, a lot of money from judges, a lot of time from judges, and all of these resources that go into them. Is it a good or a bad thing that there are more awards in the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I think the key thing which we should be asking us is the awards adding value to the industry. And we should never be at a point where awards exist to make money, just purely just to make money or to take time away from the industry itself. They should be done as research initiatives to bring value into the industry itself. And I think this is something that Chris and I are aligned on as well. Any award that exists needs to be able to be there to bring the community together. And then for the results to come out for it to be things that we can look at as a community and go, I'm learning something. This is going to take me somewhere. Or like, I'm inspired by this and this is the kind of work I want to do. If that doesn't exist, and if it's purely there just to feed a vanity metric, that award shouldn't exist.
Something significant happened with the Lurie's. I can't remember whether it was 2 years ago or, but it's a recent change having the UAE as well in the Lurie's. How has that changed, firstly, the quality of the work that comes in, and how much more competitive has it made it?
It's such an interesting, you know, the UAE has been part of the Lurie's since way before Ivan joined, and I've been there for over 5 years. And it's always been the Lurie's Africa, Middle East. But somehow I think it's, in the last few years, the Middle Eastern work and the standard of work has gone up to such a point that a lot of people are noticing a lot more in terms of that kind of level as well. I think it's fantastic. I think we need competition. I think the Middle East needs South Africa as a competition. It needs Nigeria. It needs Kenya as a competition. South Africa needs the Middle East as a competitor. It needs Nigeria as a competitor. It needs Kenya as a competitor. This kind of competitive landscape will make us stronger because there's stuff out there that's going to push us, there's stuff that's going to inspire us, and there's creative thinking that's going to come from different areas of our region.
Yeah, I think, and I think thanks for pointing that out and correcting that. One of the things that you have sight of a lot more than most people is being able to see what happens at some of these awards globally, seeing some of the trends that are happening. One of the things that has been a discussion point for the past, I suppose, 2 or so years is the short-termism that seems to be coming out of quite a bit of work that's coming out, with South Africa not performing so well at Cannes last year, performing better, slightly better this year than we did last year. How is the quality of the work globally, not just in South Africa? How are you seeing the quality of the work? Just what are some of the trends? Is the quality of the work getting better, or was there a slump in the past 2 years and South Africa was, as a result, part of that?
No, I mean, having a look at it, I think the quality of the work globally is still really, really good. I think if there's a watch-out point is there's too much purpose-driven work globally. Mm. It's like where a lot of brands and agencies believe that if we do a lot of purpose-driven work, it's a surefire way into an award.
Yeah.
And I think what we should be doing is focusing more on commercial work. Now, South African work is very commercial, which I think is great for us, first and foremost. But within that commercial environment, obviously, there's challenges. There's brand budgets. There's the creative ideas, the work to do. So we have a great creative community. When I measure South African work, I always look at the student work.
Yeah.
Because I look at the student work that comes from Lurie's and go, it's so fantastic. Why does it not translate necessarily in that kind of case once it goes into some of the professional work recently? Yeah. And I think what happens is we need to be in a space where we allow and we treat creatives and trust. As a marketer, I'm saying this, as a marketer, I believe we need to trust creatives to basically be able to do the job they want to do. We'd never go to a doctor and tell him, no, we think this is the solution. We'd never go to the person servicing your car and go like, no, this is how I think you should service my car itself. But for some strange reason, we're so ready to go and like fiddle with lots of creative ideas and change it. And I think that is somewhere in the process of where we're losing some of that creative spark that connects with consumers.
Yeah. I mean, there's no argument that creative work, really great creative work, contributes to brand growth. And we're seeing that time and time and time again. What are some of the conversations that you are having around the value of creativity globally? Because again, you see the global work.
Yeah, I mean, I think on a global landscape, there's no doubt that creative excellence pushes sales. The data is there. It absolutely shows that it happens. So globally right now, what you're looking at is in strong economies, there's a focus in showing that there's a greater degree of innovation. There's greater risk taking itself.
Yeah.
As you come into markets that are more economically challenged, you tend to find a more conservative mindset that actually changes it, which is really weird because you need the opposite. What you really need is as the markets are challenged economically, you need a lot more braver kind of thinking. You need a lot more risk taking because in that process itself, there's high risk, high reward in that kind of sense itself. So I think what we really need to be looking at is a swapping of that in the global landscape where, you know, economies that are doing well can take a bit of a step back and hold off a bit in where needs be and while they get other fundamentals right within their business itself. But I think in markets like South Africa, what we need to see is greater risk-taking, greater trust of the creative process.
Yeah. One of the things that was talked about last year, and you can settle this argument for us finally, was that there were less Grand Prix awarded last year. what does that kind of say about the where the industry is? Because one of the arguments that is kind of the debate that's coming out from the conversations that I'm having, which I'm leaning towards, is the fact that there were less Grand Prix is also a good thing because it means the standards are improving, the standards are becoming more rigorous. The other side of the coin is that it's because perhaps the quality of the work doesn't rise up to the standard of Grand Prix. Which one is it?
So I'm just take a step back and say one of the things I said on stage, the Lurie's is not an awards organization. We're a research organization. We're not designed to give people a whole lot of awards to feel better, but we are designed to make sure that you give a true indication in terms of the health of the industry. Last year, we only awarded 2 Grand Prix. That's it, just 2. One in design, one in print. We didn't award film. We didn't award radio in these kind of core categories for South Africa and for Lurie's Africa, Middle East as in general. And I think one of the things that I'm hoping for is that this year we're going to see a turn in that and better work. But the one thing you can be assured of, if the work is not there, the Grand Prix will not be awarded. If the work is not there, gold will not be awarded. If the work is not there, metal will not be awarded in any way. Only if it's deserving will it get it.
We usually ask our guests to leave a question for our next guest. And one of our guests in one of our previous episodes was Xolisa Geshana, the Chief Creative Officer of Joe Public and partner at Joe Public. And the question he left was, what do you think is holding South Africa back from truly reaching its creative potential? What do you think is holding us back from truly, truly living out our true creative potential as a country?
As a country or specifically in brand communication?
As opposed to, let's say, in brand communication, because I think he was the part of the context was that we were talking about our performance at Cannes this year, last year, our performance at some of the award shows, the two Grand Prix that were awarded last year in comparison to, I suppose, previous years where there were more. And one of the things, or at least out of Cannes, is that maybe the work that we are putting out at Cannes doesn't rise up to the standard of sort of global standards. So what is holding us back from reaching that potential?
Genuine trust and partnership between agencies and brand. Because right now what's happening is there's a mistrust in that whole process itself, in a widespread level. You obviously have great examples in the likes of Nedbank and VW and SAB who are doing really, really great work because they've shown us the way.
Yeah.
When you have a great partnership between the brand and agency, the creative product benefits and consumers benefit in the end of the day. As long as more brands are not willing to adopt that, we're going to sit in the same kind of quagmire that we are in right now.
Awesome. Now it's your turn to leave a question for our next guest. So you could leave a question around their creative process, thoughts on the industry, marketing, or life in general.
I think the best question to ask is, I feel like we need to play relay on the questions. Mm. And I think relay, this is what we're going to do, is how can agencies and brands build better relationships? And how can they work as one, as partners, instead of working in opposing forces?
Amazing. Pritesh, thanks so much
for making time. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.